Perfect. Thank you, Nikki, for meeting with me today.
Of course, I'm happy to meet with you. Great meeting you online here.
Yes. To start off our interview, could you give the audience a brief introduction of who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So I'm Nikki Magyar. I'm the president and owner of Right at Home Orlando. We're very pleased to be taking care of our community here in the greater Orlando area. So we cover Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Right at Home's a home care agency. So we have direct employees that are caregivers and take care of people at home. Also, that means that we can travel with them on vacation.
Wonderful. That's exciting. So what should people keep in mind when they're traveling with a senior?
So some of the main things are to take it a little easy. Definitely have a plan in mind and research where you're going so that you're able to, whether their handicap assistance needed or if it's going to be a really long day, kind of spread things out. Take your time and think through that person can't necessarily walk as quickly as you can. Also, they might need to take a few rests or they might need to use the restroom a few more times. So be aware of your surroundings, be prepared with different items, if the person's maybe diabetic, have snacks, different little things like that can make things go a lot more smoothly so that everyone's happy and content and really just enjoying their time together.
Yes, those are some great tips. Do you have any other tips on helping them have a great time when traveling with a loved one?
Sure. So, being a caregiving service, having home health aides that take care of people at home, they would be able to provide the same kind of care on the road. So, if you say we're coming to Orlando to enjoy one of our big theme parks here, they can take care of things like get the person up in the morning, get them dressed, ready to go, make sure they take their medications on time. Even wheel them around the theme parks, that kind of thing. So it's really nice just to have that extra set of hands to be able to enjoy having, while you're on that journey, enjoying your trip, being able to rely on someone else to maybe take time to the side with your grandmother or whoever it is you're traveling with to ensure and check in with them and make sure that they're following at the same pace and working through, if they have time that they need to go back to the room, maybe and relax, or if they want to keep going, it's just a little bit different.
That's a great idea, having a part-time caregiver come in just for the vacation. That way, the family members aren't trying to make sure they meet every single need of the senior while maybe also traveling with small children, so that the caregiver can help focus on the senior and in with the entire group. I love that idea.
Yeah, and we do that a lot. We have like weddings here that we'll take care of. People come into town for all sorts of different things. So it doesn't have to be, it could be a few hours.
That's great. I love that. So what are some activities that you think are best suited for a senior when traveling?
Well, depending on their mobility and their health, honestly, they can do just about everything anyone else can do. Most places are accessible, handicap accessible, and able to provide those kinds of accommodations. So, really, they could do anything. So, it's one of those things I think that people assume that that person doesn't want to engage. And I think it's such lasting memories, and it's such a great idea to go ahead and make those plans and create those memories and really just enjoy each other.
I agree. I agree. Do you have any insight on helping create some lasting memories with the family when traveling?
So what our caregivers do, they'll be able to help them plan their stay. They can make reservations for them, whether that's dinner at the theme parks or different things that they could do while they're together. Truly, I can't suggest anything in particular, but it's, just really to enjoy that time together and really maybe talk about times in the past when that person might have been there already and just, reminisce and reconnect.
I love that. That's a great idea. If you have someone that has a medical needs, like a walker or oxygen machine, do you have any tips on accommodating them when they're traveling?
Sure. So, all the caregivers that we work with, they do have the ability to fold up that wheelchair and put it in the back of their car. There are also transportation buses in the area that are able to do the same kind of thing when you're going through the different large theme parks. But it is just good to, again, be aware of your time constraints just to make sure that you're not rushing through that process. But there's small oxygen tanks that you can take with you. Again, making sure that person really doesn't overextend themselves so that they're not in a position that they need anything more than that, that they're not already used to taking. But always have their medication with them and have it properly labeled and be available to assist them.
Wonderful. So I know you're in Orlando, that's where you're based. What are some of your favorite local spots that you like to travel on your downtime?
Well, we go everywhere. Honestly, my family loves to travel. We're going on a cruise soon. We have been to Jamaica multiple times. That's actually where my family's from. We go down to South Florida a lot. So when my grandma was still around, we got married in Canada. That's where my husband's from. And we went to Niagara Falls as part of our wedding. And she had Parkinson's, and I can tell you firsthand, it was really eye-opening as a, as her granddaughter to watch her trying to walk because her gait wasn't very good. And it was very
Oh.
difficult. And like the same things, what I'm suggesting in regards to using the bathroom, here we are ferry for like an hour plus. And then she has to use the restroom. Of course, some of us had to get it out of the line to then go help her and kind of save her spot. But things like that will come up, and you just have to be able to be willing to go with the flow and take it in stride and know that, she obviously has no way of controlling those things. She's just trying to come along and enjoy herself too and be part of the memory.